It's Drive on Phoenix FM. In the studio, the man of many hats, it's my resident guru, Pete Sipple. Afternoon, Pete.
Good afternoon, Charlie.
And today you're wearing your hospital radio hat. Now, as well as dabbling on the occasional bit of FM here at Phoenix, you do radio at the hospital. What's that about?
Oh, indeed. Hospital radio has been going for many, many years, entertaining patients. There's a network of several hundred of them all around the UK. I'm involved with one here in Essex. It's great. We have a team of volunteers that go out onto the wards, talk to the patients, come back, play their favourite types of music, and keep them informed with what's going on around the hospital.
And you're involved with an NHS campaign called End PJ Paralysis.
Absolutely. End PJ Paralysis. It's a big campaign all tied in with the 70th anniversary of the NHS, which is this year. And it's basically the idea that when patients go into hospital and they put their pyjamas on, they lie in the bed and they become a patient. They lose their identity. And also, as you lie in bed, you just sort of slowly deteriorate.
Lethargic. And
pretty much, yeah. So it's a psychological thing that you're not active and about, and also a physical thing that your muscles are sort of decaying. And this campaign has been basically brought about to encourage patients just to do a little bit more exercise, get a bit more mobile. 30 minutes of just walking around the bed or going down and having a cup of tea in the canteen at the hospital makes a massive difference to patients' health.
And I gather you've been speaking to the NHS about this.
Well, we saw a big opportunity. Hospital radio obviously has a captive audience. There's people in the wards. We heard about this particular campaign and thought, let's talk to the NHS. Let's see if we can get some interviews with some of the big names behind this campaign. And maybe we could use the hospital radio network to see if we can spread the word. And I thought, rather than you necessarily going out and doing some interviews with the NHS, you can borrow some hospital radio stuff.
Well, thank you very much.
Hello, my name's Roy Lilly, and I'm from the Academy of Fabulous Stuff. Well, the Academy of Fabulous Stuff is the only repository of best practice in the NHS. And in fact, it's a bit more than that now, because we're in Australia and Canada. What we do is we invite people who've got good ideas, stuff that's worked for them, just to put it on the website. They share it, no more than 500 words. They can have three photographs and as many links as they like to websites. And they just share what's worked for them. Well, we're here, of course, to promote something called PJ paralysis. PJ, pyjamas, you know, what we tell our kids to get on and go to bed. Well, actually, we want to get you out of your PJs when you come into hospital, because there's a lot of evidence that the more time you spend in hospital, and particularly in bed, not moving, yeah, what happens then is something called your acuity, which is what clinicians call your ability to get up and get on. Your acuity drops off a cliff. I mean, it's a really steep depreciation that happens. PJ paralysis is all about getting people up and out of bed and into their clothes. Something happens in the 5 inches between your two ears and your brain box that says, you know, I'm in my clothes, I feel okay, I'm ready to go home, I'm feeling good. If you can get people up and get them active and getting out of their pajamas, their nightwear, is the big psychological leap. Get them in their clothes and you know, take them off and go to bed in the evening. That's it. But, you know, it's that step that's been so important.
Hello, my name's Russell Emily. I'm the director of the Emergency Care Improvement Programme, which is part of the NHS. Perhaps I could start with a little personal story. Fairly recently, I was an inpatient in hospital, and I was very aware that there were very few opportunities to get up and about. So I, in my hospital bed on my mobile phone, I started to look up immobility in hospitals. And I found that on average, patients are only up for 45 minutes a day. And I found over time I was becoming weaker and had less energy. And it's taken me several months to get my full strength back, and that's going to the gym and things. And I'm a relatively young guy. More recently, my father-in-law was in hospital. He's in his mid-80s, and he was in for several weeks. And every time I visited him, he was getting weaker and weaker. And I found that the best thing for him was to help him get up and walk around the ward. We kept him going, and he's been able to get home and even get upstairs. So he's doing much better. But that's because we kept him walking. People become paralyzed because they're in their pajamas and they're seen as patients, and there's an inclination for them to remain in bed because it's seen as a safe place to be. We regard bed as being very unsafe. It's far better wherever possible for patients to get up and to walk around and to move around and to do things to keep their muscles going and their energy up. That gets them out of hospital much faster. Obviously, we accept that some patients with very serious illnesses can't do that, but the vast majority of patients are well able to be walked and to be even with some help, and we want to see patients moving around all the time and far more than that 45-minute average, as I've just quoted.
My name is Pete, and I'm a member of the NHS Emergency Care Improvement Programme. I'm a nurse by background, so some top tips. Well, obviously, get your friends, relatives, loved ones to bring clothes in, particularly shoes. But really simple tips. These could be things like you could try and change your pillowcase every day. You could try and make your bed every day. In fact, when I was about to start my student nurse training, my mum said to me, get the patients up, get them moving, and get them to change their bed. That way they won't stay in hospital for so long. So there's some of the top tips, but also, you know, walking around the bed, walking to the bathroom two or three times a day. One of the key things is to move for about 30 minutes every day.
Well, that sounds like a really worthwhile initiative. There's a hashtag, isn't there, for social media about this?
Well, this is one of the things they're very keen to do, is spread the word using social media. So there's a hashtag, #EndPJParalysis. There's also Facebook pages, Twitter pages, websites, all sorts of things. But the phrase PJ paralysis, pajama paralysis, is what they're pushing. And the campaign runs pretty much through June. But beyond that as well, hopefully the disciplines that this has brought in will carry on throughout the hospitals.
Now, if anyone listening has a relative in hospital, what things can they do to help?
Yeah, good question. Obviously, a lot of what you've just heard is to do with the patients and how they can get themselves a little bit more mobile. But it does come down to the relatives. Obviously, relatives go and visit patients in hospital quite a lot. Bringing in a change of clothes, taking away their dirty clothes to wash them, and a good pair of shoes or slippers, not too slippy on the slippery floors, that sort of thing. And also encouraging patients as well. Wow, you're looking good, or you're looking a lot better. We'll encourage people to make a bit more of an effort. So little things can make a massive difference.
Okay, that's End PJ Paralysis. That's also the social media hashtag, a campaign running until the end of June as part of the 70th anniversary of the NHS. Pete Sipple, thank you very much for your time.
A pleasure. Thank you.